Revenue generated by the township's police, fire, environmental services, and recreational millages has fallen off dramatically as property tax values have plummeted over the past 3 or 4 years. Township Clerk Karen Lovejoy Rowe says approval of the ballot issues should allow the township to avoid making cuts.
With fund balances, because we still have a little bit left, and the increase, the small increase of 1.75 mils total, we're going to be able, we think, to keep all the services as they currently are, as long as there's not another major economic downturn and we lose another 20%. But it looks like things are starting to build up a little bit.
The Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office provides public safety services to the township as far as police protection. Sheriff Jerry Clayton says he understands that folks aren't thrilled when asked to approve an increase to their tax burden.
We have, in the Sheriff's Office, and I'm confident the township officials, have taken great pains to be fiscally responsible and to maximize those dollars the township residents have seen to provide to us, and we will continue to do that.
A millage increase of just under 1 mil would allow police service to continue at its present level. Fire Chief Eric Copeland says his department has made cuts just about everywhere it can.
With the increase in this proposed increase, millage increase, would not necessarily get us to a balanced budget. We still have pending on labor negotiations. However, without it, it would put us in a very dire situation to where it would be difficult to keep our three stations open.
Chief Copeland says staff cuts would also likely be needed if an increase of 0.325 mils isn't approved. In the area of garbage collection, where voters are being asked to okay an increase of 0.75 mils... they haven't thought about cuts that might have to be made. Jeff Allen is Ypsilanti Township's Director of Residential Services.
Certainly part of the millage includes a large amount of expense for waste management to come and pick up 3 cans of trash per week. They also pick up recycling every other week and yard waste every week. Yard waste. So in that area, we spend close to $2 million with those services. We would look at, do we reduce the amount of cans that we pick up on a regular basis? Do we, we certainly don't want to go to every other week, but we would look at those types of things.
Also on Tuesday's ballot is a renewal request for a millage that pays for recreational facilities. If voters say yes to the three increases, the owner of a home worth $100,000 would pay an additional $175 a year. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.